What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of PJ's Take, and I hope all is well with you guys. And I got a good episode today. And today I'm gonna be talking about good works. Good works, what it means, and how we should apply that, how we shouldn't apply them to our lives. So, if I hear somebody say the word good works or the phrase good works, I think about doing good stuff like maybe giving money to the poor, helping somebody out, you know, giving food to the homeless, maybe tipping the waiter tipping the person waiting your table like a huge tip before you leave. Another one could be volunteering at a soup kitchen or like an animal shelter type of thing. Posting inspirational stuff online on social media, things like that, to encourage other people. Even helping like an elderly person carry some heavy groceries to their car. Helping somebody with a flat tire on the side of the road on a rainy night. And even things like being kind and being nice and putting a smile on people's faces. If you would ask somebody, they would say that these are good things. And they are. They are good things, because that's you being a blessing to people and helping people out. And even helping people out, the ones that can't pay you back in return. And it's good because Jesus told us to help those in need. So none of these are necessarily bad at all. But the reason why I wanted to make this episode is because I just wanted to say that we shouldn't put our identity in the good works that we do. We shouldn't put our identity in these things, because at the end of the day, doing these things can't get us into heaven when we die. You know, if you ask a lot of people, most people would say, how can you get to heaven? Well, no, being a good person and things like that. But our good works are like, compared to Christ, compared to the life that Jesus lived, our good works are like filthy rags. In Isaiah 64:6, it reads, "We are all like an unclean thing." And all our righteousness are like filthy rags. And in this context, when it says filthy rags, it's referring to like menstrual clothing. It's like filthy, filthy rags. So that right there kind of tells us that our good works cannot clean us up. Our good works cannot get us into heaven. And for somebody who says that, okay, I don't want you to use the Bible to prove your point. Okay, well, I got an analogy for you. So say that we are in a court of law, in a federal or state or whatever court, and there's a guilty criminal on trial. There's video evidence and there's proof that this guy or this lady, say this criminal, they robbed a store at gunpoint and it was caught on video. And then when they tried to leave, they shot and killed the security guard, who was the father of three kids. And then when they fled the scene from the cops, they ran a stop sign and they killed a little child walking across the street to school. And mind you, the evidence is against them, so this person is guilty. Well, if this guilty criminal told the judge, you know, "Judge, I know I'm guilty of this crime. I did all these bad things. But I did good works though. But I helped the homeless and I helped the poor. And I gave a good tip to the waiter. And I encouraged people and I put a smile on people's face. And I volunteered at the soup kitchen. And I volunteered at the animal shelter. And I helped somebody with a flat tire. And I made somebody smile the other day. And I helped somebody take their groceries to the car. So because I did all these good and nice things, ignore the fact that I just shot and killed somebody and robbed a store at gunpoint. Judge, you should let me walk free. You should excuse me of the punishment that I deserve because I did some good works the day before I did these things. So let me ask you, what would a righteous judge, what would a just judge do in this situation? Would he say, yeah, you can walk free. You know what? Your good stuff outweighed the murder that you committed. You know what? You're right. You can walk free. No. A righteous and a just judge would never say that. A corrupt judge would say that. But a righteous and a just judge, he gonna say, you cannot walk free. There's punishment due to the crime that was committed. And a punishment has to be served for that. Well, if a human judge, a righteous human judge would say that, how much more just and righteous is God than a human judge? How much more? Because when we stand before the Lord, when we die one day, you can't just say, Lord, I did all these good works, so ignore the sin that I committed. It's not going to work. Our good works can't outweigh the sins that we committed. In Ephesians 2, it says, by grace through faith that we are saved. We are saved by grace through faith and not by our own works, lest we should boast. And to the person who says, well, you know what? I actually haven't done bad. Like, I haven't really done anything bad, so I don't deserve to be punished. But God's standard is so high for heaven. Like, heaven and hell are two very real places. God's standard is so high. We can't make that standard on our own. And this is how high it is. This proves that none of us are innocent. You know, Jesus said he was giving the Sermon on the Mount. And while he was giving the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, well, first of all, I'll say this. You know, here in modern day, we look at adultery as a bad thing. We looked at it as frowned upon, right? And in fact, people will be so quick to gossip about other people who get caught up in it. But this is how high God's standard is. Jesus said, even if you lust for somebody, that's adultery in your heart. So according to God's standard, I committed adultery. Everyone listening to this right now, we all committed adultery at one point in our life. And the people who don't listen to this, they committed adultery too at one point in their life. And then another thing that Jesus said was, another thing that we look at and we frown upon is murder. You know, people get thrown in jail for that. But Jesus said, even if you hate somebody, that's murder in your heart. So that means I've committed murder in my heart. Everyone listening to this committed murder in their heart at one point in their life. And the people who don't listen to this, we all committed adultery and murder in our hearts. So we're all guilty. And with us being guilty and trying to justify what we did by our good works, we're just like that criminal in that court analogy that I gave. We're just like that criminal trying to justify robbing a store and shooting and killing somebody by saying, I gave money to the poor, so let me walk free. Well, God is just and righteous, and he won't allow that because there's punishment that's due for the crime that was committed. But going back to that example, and I got this example from Ray Comfort, but he gave a part two to it. He said, you know, if I was in court or someone was in the court and they had a stack of speeding fines and they told the judge, I can't pay this. I don't have the means to pay this debt off. I can't do this on my own. But say somebody came up next to the person with that stack of speeding fines and they told the judge, Judge, I already paid it for them in full, so they can walk free. Judge, you don't have to hold that to them. You can hold that fine to my account. And you know what the good news is? Like, you know what the good news of the gospel of Jesus is? That's what he did for us. We was in court, and Jesus paid off our speeding fines. You know, in life, Jesus went to that cross, and he gave his life for us. And when he shed his blood and he rose, that was him saying, I paid off their debt of sin so they can walk free. Don't hold that to their account. And that means we can walk free and we can have freedom. He gave his life for us so that we can have freedom and live in him. And that death and resurrection is historically documented. There's eyewitness accounts. And a lot of times people would say, you know, it's not real. It's not real and it's not true. You know, there were no cameras and things like that. But that's not a valid argument. According to that logic, George Washington never existed. Beethoven never existed. And a lot of historical figures never existed because we didn't have cameras, according to that logic. But this eyewitness accounts. And it's the same thing. But when we have that relationship with the Lord, another thing, like when we give our life to the Lord, we got to pay attention to how we pray. We really have to be careful about that, because there's an example of how to pray and how not to pray. And then, so what I'm going to read is Luke, which is in the New Testament, chapter 18. And it's going to be verses 9 through verse 14. And it's going to be in the New King James Version. So let me get to it real fast. And it talks about how to pray and how not to pray. All right. And it reads, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, quote, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, will not even lift up his head so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house and justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." So that first man, that's how not to pray. We had a relationship with the Lord. He was saying things like, Lord, I thank you that I'm better than other people. I'm not as bad as other people. Look at all the good works that I do. He was trying to justify the stuff that he did. He said, I give my tithes and I fast and I check off all the religious check boxes. No, that's hypocritical. But he said the other man humbled himself, got on his face and said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. I have sinned and I fell short. And the man that humbled himself was exalted. See, that right there is the difference between religion and a relationship with Jesus, Jesus Cristo. That's the difference right there. Because religion is about people trying to look holy in front of people. People trying to look good in front of people. People trying to just be better than other people. But a relationship with the Lord is living in the grace that God had gave us. And that's really my take. At the end of the day, because again, we can't get ourselves into heaven by our good works. We have to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior because he's the only way to heaven. You know, a lot of people, and this was me for years and years and years, a lot of people say that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and that's facts. But then you can't deny Jesus as Lord at the same time. A lot of religions say Jesus was just a prophet, just a good man, just a good teacher. But nah, what did Jesus say about himself? In John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." And that goes back to the topic, our good works. Our good works are evidence of the love of the Lord that's in us. And doing those things store up heavenly rewards, but they don't get us into heaven. The only way into heaven is by accepting what Jesus did for us and living for him on a day-to-day basis, even if it's an unpopular thing to do, even if you get ridiculed and made fun of. It's worth it at the end of the day. But with that being said, I'm in this on a prayer. So, Lord, thank you for blessing the person who's listening to this. Lord, I pray that you would give them peace. Lord, give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. Like you told us in Philippians, that we are to be anxious for nothing. So, Lord, the people who are anxious about a lot of stuff right now, the people who hold on to the wrong things, the people who find their identity in their good works, Lord, I pray right now that you would send your Holy Spirit to comfort them and to guide them and to give them peace, Lord, that they would walk truly in you, for you, because of you, and that the light would shine to other people in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank y'all for tuning in. This was today's episode about good works. And you can find this on all platforms at PJS_take. PJS_take. And until next time, peace and bless up.